Okay, so how did the idea come from How the Day Runs Down?
Right. Well, it's a short story, actually. It was written as a short story, and I found it in an anthology of short stories called The Living Dead, about zombies. They were zombie stories, in essence. And it was about 44, 45 pages long, I guess. And so I read it, and the author had been a fan of the play Our Town. And he'd also been a fan of zombie movies. And so he thought, I guess, you know, wouldn't it be funny if I wrote this tongue-in-cheek horror story kind of in play format, like Our Town is written in play format, and it's a play. And so he wrote it. So I read it, and it's in play format as a short story to have that take on Our Town. I read it, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this would so lend itself to actually being staged. You know, it's got dialogue, it's got a stage manager, you know, it's very very interesting. And so I sort of started this searching campaign to find someone who was a literary agent, not a play agent, because it wasn't written as a play, although it was in play form. And so I started emailing people who knew people, and eventually someone forwarded the foreword to the person who used to be his literary agent, and then they forwarded it to his current agent, and she emailed me, Kathy, and we started talking then, and that led them to kind of go, what, a play, really? Okay, sure, and we got rights to do it, so.
So what was the creative process like? Was John Langan, like, a big part of how you put everything together, or was he like, okay, I trust you that you want to do this, that you're a fan of it, and
yeah, he was kind of like, okay, here you go. Go for it. you know, but I mean, I told him in the beginning, I said, you know, we're not, you know, a Broadway theater. We won't have a, you know, kick line of 5,000 chorus zombies or anything. You know, that we're, you know, a smaller company in Midtown and our 11th season and all that stuff. You know, and there will, of course, be artistic licenses taken just for the dramatic staging of it, but we're not changing any of the dialogue. You know, we're not changing a word of what you've written. And they kind of were like, go for it, you know, enjoy. So, and actually we found out today that John is going to come this Friday, the 8th, and he is set to do a question and answer session with the audience. If you're in the audience this Friday, then you can ask Mr. Langan your own questions about the play, so. That'd be awesome.
Okay, zombies are kind of like the thing that's in right now. Did that play a part in you deciding to produce this play now?
Well, you know, we'd had a seasonal theme of kind of monsters, you know, anyway, and how America loves its monsters. And zombies really are kind of a lot an American created phenomenon. You know, I mean, George Romero is American, and he's, you know, the godfather of zombie movies and zombie-isms. And so, I mean, in a way, you know, because Frankenstein, you know, vampires, all of those things were really much more European roots. But zombies really are the ones that have an American root. So that was kind of cool about it, you know, and our exploration of kind of American monsters and what we love, because we love zombies. We love zombies. You know, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, oddly enough, they have a bunch of different web pages that link to other web pages that tell you what to do if you've got bubonic plague or whatever. But the web page they get the most hits on is one of their public health officers did it as a lark, just to teach people, you know, if there's an earthquake, you should have these supplies and you should, you know, boil your water and do blah, blah. But they entitled it, What to Do During a Zombie Apocalypse. And it gets the most hits out of all the CDC web pages simply because of that title, you know. And I don't think we really thought, you know, on a societal level, you know, is this going to be popular? It was more kind of, it's cool. Everybody loves zombies. The take on Our Town with zombies is really cool. plus the fact that we, you know, it's like it's not been done on stage before. So there is a certain level of freedom and in envisioning it for a stage production, you know, and I mean, just like I said, you know, we didn't change a word of his text, but you always got to add zombies, more zombies, always got to add more zombies, you know. So it was fun to kind of work through it developmentally as a play instead of as a story to be read. So it's interesting.
Okay, what's your favorite part of the production?
I don't want to give anything away. I love that it's funny. It's funny and it's horrifying. And in reading it, it's definitely funny. You see that there's a tongue-in-cheek humor type of thing. And in bringing it to life, we found a lot more humorous things in it as well. I always am fascinated by that, how humor and horror work together. So that's one of the things I enjoy the most in this thing, I think audiences will as well, is that they're laughing hysterically about something, and at the same time there's a small part of them going, I should not be laughing at this, this is awful, this is horrible, you know, because that's what we do in life, you know. We go, oh my God, he fell down the stairs, oh, I shouldn't be laughing, but oh wow, man, you know, and that's what we do, and that is very, very true for this piece as well.
Okay, in April you directed Bad Seed, which got a ton of good reviews, and it again goes along that whole idea of monsters. How do you think this stacks up with Bad Seed?
Very differently. Very, very differently. I mean, Bad Seed, it really all centered around one threat, one person who was bad. And this, since it's about zombies, it's much more of a pervasive, they're everywhere type of thing going on. It's a totally different feel. It's a lot creepier, definitely. I mean, it's just, in script-wise, it's creepier. And then in how we've staged it and played with atmosphere and things like that, it's much creepier, this one. And it's much gorier. It's much grosser. I mean, hey, zombies are gross, you know. So, but it's fun. It's fun in that scary haunted house eek type of yucky way. So...
Okay, at the same time, you've gotten some solid characters, some solid actors from the Bad Seed production in here. How did it feel to work with them once again?
Well, I'd worked with, how many from the Bad Seed are in it? Three, I think. Three or so. Four. And I'd worked with them all before. So, and especially with a something like this where I think we've got like 13 or 14 people in this. 13 people. Our lucky number. So 13 people in it, and I knew, and I think seven or eight of those are zombies. So there's only, I think, five speaking parts in it. Five or six speaking parts. So I knew I really wanted the five or six people who spoke, because a lot of time they have to speak a lot, to be actors I'd really worked with before and knew quickly how to kind of work developmentally with them on a new text. And so that kind of was the main reason that those folks were put in place. And then in general, half our zombie horde I had worked with before as well. And we actually have one of our company members he's a professional zombie. He actually is a professional zombie. He does haunted houses and has been doing them for years and makes a substantial income from that every year. And he kind of put the word out in the zombie underground community and said, hey, come be a zombie. And so we got some zombies from that, and it's been really fun. You know, the zombies are a huge part of it. They don't speak per se, but they're a huge part of the play too. So that's been real fun working them in, because there's not a lot of zombie activity in the actual story. They're more talked about than seen. So it was kind of up to me to work developmentally and figure out where can we involve the zombies more and more, you know. So that was fun.
Okay, you also have a member of your family in the production. What was that like?
I've got my daughter. Yeah, she's nine. She's our infamous child zombie, which has been actually great. She's really good at it now. Initially, she was a little shy. But now she's great. She's actually very intimidating and scaring. Scary because, you know, that's it's weird. It's like, because you never see child zombies. You know, they're always full-grown people and big and scary. You never see a little kid who's a zombie. So we thought, we got to play with some preconceived notions, you know, have a pregnant zombie, have a child zombie, you know, have zombies that make people go, ee, now how does that work? Ooh, ick. So, it's been great. It's been great.
So how did she... How did she prepare for the role? Was she walking around the house in the middle of the day?
She
going,
was.
Ugh.
She was walking around the house, rolling her eyes up, yes, and practicing her zombie trudge. Yes, she was. She was funny. Okay. And then she would show everybody who came by our apartment. Hey, come look, I'm in a zombie. Yeah, so it was good. But she's very good now, so I was glad she did the practicing at home.
Is there anything else that you would like to tell a would-be theater goer about this production without giving anything away?
I would say don't be surprised if you are scared, really scared and horrified. There are some really horrifying things in this play where you're just going to go, oh, my God. So come prepared. I dare you.